Now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself, the owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. And today is Thursday, September 15th, 2022. And on today's show, we're going to be talking about the rise and fall of Murder, Inc. Records, a.k.a. Irv Gotti. Y'all kept asking, y'all kept requesting, and now I'm going to deliver. So without a doubt, let's get it in. And welcome to another epic edition of the Talk of the Town Now. As always, thanks for rocking with me. Y'all know what it is, man. Y'all could have been anywhere in the world, but y'all right here with me. I appreciate that. Shout out to all my day ones. If y'all new, hit the follow button, hit the subscribe button. Go to your favorite podcast platform. The Slack is Talk podcast is on each and every one of them. And just take me with you wherever you go, man. Once you follow, everything I do that's new will automatically be delivered to your device. And we're going to welcome you to the Slack is Talk community. We do big things over here. You'll love it. I want to start off today's show by giving a special thanks, man, to my people that tuned in and checked me out over on the Sports Core podcast. As y'all know, as I, you know, announced last week, I believe, that was my first time, you know what I'm saying, hosting on the Sports Core podcast. Thank y'all for showing me love on that. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of good feedback. You know what I'm saying? A lot of positive vibes on that. And I definitely look forward to doing that some more, man. You know what I'm saying? Look out for that. You know what I mean? I love sports. You know what I'm saying? So that's definitely not the last time. You know what I mean? I will be back. Secondly, I want to give prayers, man. You know what I'm saying? I want to give my prayers, man, and, you know, my condolences. I know it's been over 20 years now, but 9/11, man, you know what I'm saying? It's still, like, inside of everybody's mind, you know what I'm saying? Like, me being from New York, and I was actually, of course, in New York at the time. That was just crazy, you know what I'm saying? That was a crazy feeling, you know what I mean? Like, imagine, like, just being an hour or an hour and a half away from somewhere, you know what I'm saying? But you could look up and you could see the smoke, you know what I'm saying? Coming from that location, that's an hour away, you know what I'm saying? Just imagine, like, in broad daylight, you know what I'm saying? It's not fog. It's not, you know, due to weather. It's just like nothing but smoke and dirt. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? It was never before seen before. The whole entire atmosphere was like a movie. Like, it was just unreal. You know what I'm saying? Like, imagine, like, you know, if you had family members that worked in that part of town. You know what I'm saying? You don't know if they was in that building or not. You don't know if they was in that area or not. It was just a scary moment, a scary day. And, you know, a lot of people lost their lives that day. And it's just going to be, you know, a time that we never forget. So, you know, I just want to say, you know, my thoughts go out to the families that, you know, the people that lost family members on that day, man. You know what I mean? That's just a crazy day, you know what I mean? And it's still sticking the minds of people, even though it's 20 years ago. You know what I mean? So prayers go up. On a much lighter note, you know I've been getting all the text messages and I've been getting all the emails. I know, once again, the Jets lost, you know what I'm saying? This past weekend was opening week of the NFL season and the Jets lost again. You know what I'm saying? All I can say is, you know, I finally think that, you know, we headed in the right direction. We got a good team. And then just when I think all the pieces are coming together, you know, my quarterback is out for 4 weeks. And, of course, you know, we don't think it's important enough to go out and get a backup quarterback that, you know, could at least, that's capable of at least doing the job. So, the only thing I can say, man, is it's tough being a Jet fan, man, but I'm going to keep on pushing. This is just 1 week. Let's see what happens the next. Now, on today's show, I started to do a mailbag show, but so many questions were about Murder, Inc. and Irv Gotti and Ashanti, their relationship, how did it all start, my man Supreme. I was originally going to do a mailbag, but when all the questions were about Murder, Inc., I said, you know what? Let's just do an episode where I can just, like, cruise and go do everything. You know what I'm saying? The whole story. Now, Murder, Inc. lately has been a hot topic. You know what I'm saying? And for good reason. You know, Irv Gotti and Ja Rule, they recently made an appearance on Drink Champs. If you recently haven't heard the news, Irv Gotti has sold his entire Murder, Inc. catalog. You got the Murder, Inc. story that just recently wrapped up on BET. And also, Irv Gotti recently released the third season of his TV show called Tales. So you got a lot going on about Murder, Inc. all at once. Now, the first question that I always get is, did Preem help start Murder, Inc.? And what the documentary doesn't necessarily clear up and tell you, I'm not even sure if they knew Supreme at the time when Murder, Inc. Records started. You know what I'm saying? That timeline is unclear. But what's obvious is Irv was already in the industry. You know what I'm saying? He was instrumental in helping DMX get his start. He helped DMX get the movie Belly. He had produced a lot of earlier hits on DMX, you know, first and second album, as well as Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying? He had did some work with Mike Geronimo. So Irv Gotti's name was around in the industry, you know what I'm saying? Like, he built a reputation, you know what I'm saying? And based off of that, you can see why he was given a record deal, you know what I'm saying? I mean, look at it. You was there at the beginning of DMX, and you was there at the beginning of Jay-Z, two of the top stars of the 90s. I mean, I gotta believe that somebody like looked at that and wanted to do some business with him. So I would probably say I don't think so. Murder, Inc. was just at the wrong place at the wrong time. You know what I'm saying? They wasn't the targets. You know what I'm saying? They was used. You know what I mean? Wrong place, wrong time. The movie, Crime Partners, all that was legit. You know what I'm saying? The soundtrack, you know what I'm saying? The contracts and all that. All that is documented. You know what I'm saying? Now, it's true. You know what I'm saying? You was trying to help a friend. You know what I'm saying? No doubt. Now, does everybody deserve a second chance? Yeah. Can you do business with whoever you want to do business with? Technically, yeah. Is everybody going to be acceptive of that, though? Like, as far as, like, reality-wise? No, they're not. You know what I'm saying? And that's just the reality of it. And as a businessman, one of the things that you have to do or you have to think about is if there's somebody out there that has the power to stop what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? And this is how you make your money. This is how you feed your family. And somebody has the power to stop this. Yeah, you might want to consider how they're going to look at it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. You know what I mean? You might want to consider how they go look at that. You know what I mean? And it's no right answer, but you have to figure out how you can help that person and make it make sense at the same time. There's no right answer. It's tough. Now, getting into the Ashanti situation, you know what I mean? As far as I know, there was like two main reasons of why Irv is mad at Ashanti. One is because she wanted her masters. And two was because he felt like, you know, during the trial and the Fed situation and all that, she turned their back on them. She left the label and all that, you know, that kind of thing. Well, and the third thing was the Nelly situation. That was funny, man. I didn't know that. He told me he found out at a basketball game. That's crazy. That's crazy. Even Ja Rule had said, you know, he heard that story for the first time. You know what I mean? That's wild if that really happened like that. You know what I'm saying? He looked up and they was at the basketball game. That's different. But let's get into it. You know what I'm saying? The Masters. I mean, Irv Gotti got to be crazy if he thought otherwise, man. Like, every artist, like, wants to own their Masters. I mean, look around you. Mace wants his Masters from Diddy. Jay-Z wants his Masters that Dame still own. You know, the first joint. Reasonable Doubt. Now, if you need any kind of indication of how important these Masters are, I'm going to give you one example, and you don't have to look no further. Jay-Z has money, dog. I mean, I can imagine, like, Jay-Z is a billionaire. You know, he's married to a billionaire. You know what I mean? All the companies that he got, management, endorsements, real estate. This man owned franchises, everything, man, you name it. As much money as he got, he's still, like, going to court, you know, over his masters and stuff like that with Dame. So, I mean, if somebody like him wants his masters, I mean, imagine everybody else. You know what I'm saying? Masters and publishing is just the name of the game. That's something that every artist eventually wants. I mean, I'm shocked if you thought anything different. Now, I saw the documentary and I seen where, you know, Irv was like, the masters is how, you know, the owners and everything eat. And he's truthful about that. That's a true statement. Now, let me tell you or show you why. If not all of her masters, I mean, I can understand, like, not all of it. You know what I'm saying? But let me explain to you why Ashanti should, like, at least own some of hers. Now, Irv, like I said, made a name for himself, man. He did a lot of work on DMX. He was there, you know, early Jay-Z days. And Ja Rule just took off. You know what I'm saying? Ja Rule was bigger than JNX at one point in time. You know what I'm saying? And we go get into that a little bit later. But now, as much of a name as he had and as big as he was, there was a part of the streets that saying all he had was Ja Rule. You know what I'm saying? Which was true. Because nobody else on the label was like a star except for him. You know what I'm saying? When Ashanti came out and she became a star, which no doubt Irv produced the records and Irv contributed to that. He made her a star and all that. You know what I'm saying? Most def. When she went platinum, that kind of gave him, that kind of gave the label the look of, okay, they legit. You know what I'm saying? It's just not a Ja Rule thing. You know what I'm saying? So, like, she kind of, like, took you to that next level. You know what I'm saying? Like, she should get a little something for that. You know what I mean? Just a little something, man. If you don't want to give her the whole thing, it's understandable, man. But something, you know what I mean? Now, I do understand Irv not wanting to give up all the masters. I could, like, understand that part. But this next one, I just don't understand dude at all. You know what I mean? Now, Ashanti has gone on interviews and came out publicly, like, saying that she was going to the trial. You know what I mean? She was in the courtroom. She was showing support, and she was there and everything. But things kind of took a turn when she left the label. Now, what Irv is saying is, you know, F that, you know, Murder, Inc., we made you. You're supposed to be down for life. Yada, yada, yada. You know what I mean? How you gonna leave us at a time like this? You're supposed to be ride or die and all that. I understand what you're saying, and that would be nice, but I don't think she's a street person, dog. I don't think you can, like, hold her to that type of standard, man. It just don't fit. Like, she's not from the streets, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's, she was just making songs. You know what I'm saying? I mean, now, when the trial was going on, I think the relationship between them two was already over. Now, let's just assume that, you know, that part of it was done. They had, you know, that was over with. You saw, everybody saw in the documentary, when they beat the case and everything was over and all was said and done, you saw that record companies wasn't messing with Murder, Inc. no more. You know what I'm saying? Nobody wanted to be associated with that. Nobody was willing to, like, get them a chance. You know what I'm saying? It was never the same. You know what I'm saying? I think Ja Rule tried to, you know, do something after that. That didn't work. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, it was really only Ja Rule and Ashanti anyway. He didn't break anybody else. Lloyd came in and his first joint did gold. And, you know, that was that. He was still new, but other than that, there was nothing going. So he tried to give it a go. He tried to make an attempt at a comeback. You know what I'm saying? And it didn't work. You know what I'm saying? He had to fold. He ended up, you know, dead in the record label, and nothing really happened after that. You know what I'm saying? After you seen, you know what I'm saying? It might have been okay for you to feel that way about Ashanti at first, but after you seen that nobody was messing with you like that no more and things wasn't the same, you got to crack down and say, you know what? She made the right choice. You know what I'm saying? Like, if she's your artist and you really, you know, looking out for her interests and you want, you know, the best for her and stuff like that, she made the right decision, dog. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like she was an old artist that just been around for years and she was practically finished or nothing like that. That wasn't the case. She was just like 2 albums in. You know what I'm saying? Like, she was just getting started. You know what I mean? She wasn't ready to quit. She had a lot more value, a lot more to offer. I mean, you can't get mad at that. Now, the third question that I kept on getting as far as, like, Murder, Inc. was, what was the cause of, you know, the Murder, Inc. fall? What was the cause of their fall, man? Like, how did they fall so fast? It seemed like they was running the charts and then all of a sudden, you know, it was over with. Like, what do you think contributed to that? Now, certain people would say it was the feds. You know what I'm saying? Ever since the feds came in and did what they did, that shut them down. Nah, Murder, Inc. was done before the feds. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't them. For other people that didn't think it was the feds that shut them down, you would probably say it was 50 that shut them down. And for those of y'all that think it was 50, I'm not going to argue with that. He kind of did. But to me, I have a different answer. Person or the people that's responsible for shutting Murder, Inc. down is none other than Murder, Inc. themselves. Now, first, before I get into 50, I honestly think that Irv Gotti had a chance to sign J-Lo. If you recall, they did one record together. It was a great success. And she came back. You know, they did other records together. And they had a good working relationship. Now, she could have been that third star on the label. Well, I should say second, because at the time, I think Ashanti didn't make it big yet. So he would have had, you know, Ja, Ashanti, and J-Lo. You know what I'm saying? Three stars. If he wasn't able to sign her outright, at least he would have been able to tap into her fan base. You know what I'm saying? J-Lo has, you know, a different, a bigger, different following, if you feel me. He would have been able to tap into that fan base the same way that she was able to tap into theirs. You understand what I'm saying? He messed up that relationship. That was a relationship that you needed, dog. Like, you don't want to mess around with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, they had chemistry. You know what I'm saying? Like, she was willing to pull over the other artists that he had. You know what I'm saying? I remember Cadillac was on some songs and stuff like that. So that was the beginning. Now let's get on to 50. Well, scratch that. Let's get into one thing before 50. If you recall on the documentary, right? Ja Rule's first album, Veni Vedi Vecchi, right? He had the single Holla Holla. It went platinum. The album went platinum. But it didn't make him a mega star. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't that type of breakout success that put him on top of the game, right? So what they did, his second album, he changed his style up. You know what I'm saying? The first album, he was, you know, I'm not going to say copying off X or whatever, but it was more like the Rough Rider hardcore style. You know what I'm saying? If you recall, the second album, he switched up his flow. And that's when he started singing. He started making tracks for the ladies and stuff like that. And he became the Ja Rule as we know him today. He became a superstar. It worked. As I mentioned many times, you know what I'm saying? It's about the fans. It's what the fans want. It's what the fans like. Like, for example, the Slackers Talk. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing this episode because this is what y'all requested. It's about the fans. The fans have spoke. And what they told you was, we like Ja Rule better when he's singing and making songs for the ladies. You know what I'm saying? When he was doing that, he was triple platinum. Like I said, he was bigger than Jay and X at one point. So congratulations to you. You did something that a lot of other artists spend a lifetime doing. You found your niche. You know what I'm saying? You found your lane. You know what I'm saying? Plenty of artists spend years and you know, trying to find that. And some never find it at all. So you had your own lane, dog. You know what I'm saying? Nobody had this sound. Nobody had this flow. You found that. You know what I mean? So now, when 50 Cent comes into the game, now you want to be hardcore again. You want to release Blood in My Eye, a hardcore, you know, album aimed full of disses, and Clap Back is your first single. Now, Clap Back wasn't a bad song. It wasn't. Here's your problem. When you look at 50 Cent's Get Rich or Die Trying, one of the all-time, you know, greatest albums in my opinion, right? He was dissing Ja Rule on that album. He was dissing Murder, Inc. heavy, right? Everybody knows this public record. Not one of those songs were singles. None of them. Back Down wasn't a single. What was the lead single on his album? In the Club, which is obviously a club record. P.I.M.P. That was something for the ladies. That was something for the radio. And Many Men was kind of like a street anthem. None of the singles were diss records. None of them. Radio records, club records, and records for the ladies is what sell records. You can still do the street stuff. You can still have the street stuff on your album. But they're not singles, man. You know what I'm saying? Murder, Inc., of all people, knew this. Because Holla Holla was Ja's first record before they went into the more singer-friendly style. They are the ones that got away from that. They the ones that got themselves out of that. You know what I'm saying? Me personally, I don't see where they had to say anything at all. You know what I'm saying? 50 was trying to get on. You know what I'm saying? Murder, Inc. was in the game already. You know what I'm saying? You're in the game already. You're not trying to make a name for yourself no more. You know what I'm saying? It's just all ego, man. It's all ego. If he would have came out like normal, making the woman friendly records with the singing and everything, and you know, putting out hit records on the radio and stuff like that, but then you know, do some disses on the album, it might have been a different outcome. You know what I'm saying? It might have been a different outcome. But the fans didn't accept them when he first came out like that. So what makes you think they're going to do it now? You know what I'm saying? It doesn't mean or make you any different. That's what the fans like to hear from you. You can't change that. Your biggest acts on a label besides Ja were R&B singers. Ashanti, Lloyd. Then you were known for doing the records with J-Lo. It's facts, man. You can't change that. You know what I'm saying? You stick to what works. Now, if you don't want to give up all the masters, which already he sold anyway, but if you didn't want to give the whole complete masters up, that's understandable. But like I said, you know, I think you should have gave Ashanti something, you know? And you can't get mad at her, dog, for like wanting to continue her career. You know what I'm saying? She was still new. She had a lot of value left. You know what I'm saying? Now, as for Ja Rule, he carried you, dog. You know what I'm saying? For the longest time, he was the only star on that label. For the longest time, man. You know what I mean? I don't know about the situation with the masters as far as him. But, dog, you got to do something for him, man. You got to do something for him, man. He carried you. Now, as far as Tails, man, I'll be watching. You know what I'm saying? Keep doing your thing. You got something good there, man. You know what I mean? You're making movies out of hit records and stuff like that, like classic records. You got something going, man. Keep doing, you know what I mean? Keep doing it. Keep doing your thing. And while you're doing your thing, just do us a favor, man. Just leave 50 alone. This has been the Slackers Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town. Now, I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. As always, thanks for rocking with me. Y'all stay blessed. And don't let your ego get in the way of all your success. We'll talk again next week.
You're listening to the Slack Is Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. Find out what's going to happen next.